It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, Tuolumne County has a new health officer, Dr. Kimberly Freeman, and she is joining us on the show today. The county has been without a full-time health officer for a couple of years during the COVID pandemic. Dr. Eric Sergenko was most recently serving in the interim role. So, Dr. Freeman, it's great to have you on Motherlode Views and congratulations on the relatively new position.
Thank you.
So for anybody who's not familiar with you, what is kind of your background in the medical field?
So I started in the medical field when I was 19 as a volunteer firefighter in my hometown of Sutter, California. I spent the summers doing that for the next couple of years and became a paid call firefighter and a seasonal firefighter for 3 years while becoming an EMT and working for the ambulance company locally there as well. I was a junior in college when I did that. That ages me. And went on to work for the ambulance company while applying for and going through medical school. Through medical school, I stayed interested in emergency medicine, went on to residency in emergency medicine, and from there went up to Humboldt for a year and then came to Tuolumne County in 2006 to start working in the emergency department at Adventist Health Sonora. I did that for 13 years, then went on to Matheson Memorial Health Clinic, where I was COO for 2.5 years, and then just started in April here as health officer.
So you must like it here in Tuolumne County if you've been here that long.
I love Tuolumne County. It's a very special place.
You know, what was it that attracted you to the health officer position?
In emergency medicine, unfortunately, it's a revolving door of a lot of illnesses that could be prevented. And so during my time there in the emergency department, I became more and more interested in preventative medicine. I was rural health clinic medical director for 8 years as well, doing some primary care, and really actually enjoyed that much more than I had expected. So with that, I had moved on to Matheson and then continued working on preventative medicine, functional medicine, and decided that maybe the health officer role would be a great way to impact community health much more than I could one-on-one.
You know, in the past couple of years, people know health officers by seeing them speak before the Board of Supervisors on COVID-related matters. But what is kind of the full role of a public health officer?
Well, your public health officer is concerned with anything affecting the public health. It has become much more publicized to be communicable disease. But we are very interested in chronic diseases and how we as a community can impact that. You know, diseases like diabetes, obesity, heart disease, cancer. Are there things in the community that can be done to make that better? I am very much looking forward to partnering with Blue Zones with that in mind, is how to make our community healthier.
Live longer lives?
Right. Live longer lives with vitality.
You know, do you have any kind of goals or other priorities that stand out in your mind?
I am still learning all of our stats. We're still very focused on COVID, but there are some areas of the county that could use some improvement. Drug use, opioids are a big problem for our county. Other things such as teen pregnancy and chronic disease are on the top of my list.
You know, as we sit and talk here in late June, what is kind of the latest when it comes to COVID-19 and trends that you're noticing locally?
So COVID-19 currently is luckily less impactful to the health system than it has been in the 2.5 years of the pandemic so far. We have only had 2 deaths in the last 3 months, which is remarkable considering the pace of them for the first 2 years of the pandemic. The symptoms are much more mild than they had been before, though we don't know what is coming next. With fewer hospitalizations, less impact on the healthcare system. A lot of people have very few symptoms. Some think it's just allergies or a simple headache. So the encouragement is to get tested and stay home if you're sick so it stops the spread. As far as what's coming, the modeling is controversial. Some say that we're going to continue rising for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Some have said no. Right now, we are ticking up in cases, so it seems like we're on the trajectory to continue to rise for at least the near future.
I know there were some recent changes in regards to the testing facility at the fairgrounds. What can you tell us about how that has now shifted with the strategy?
So because we're having more cases, we are going to have 7 days a week starting July 5th. Unfortunately, they will be closed for three of their usual days during the fair next week. They're closed from Wednesday through the holiday Monday. They usually currently are testing on Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. So after the fair and after the holiday Monday, they will be 7 days a week once again.
And they offer PCR and rapid tests?
They offer PCR and rapid tests. And another important thing to mention is that they are also offering something called test to treat. What this means is if you go in and you get a test that is positive, you have the option of having an online appointment with a provider who will decide whether or not an antiviral treatment is appropriate for you. And if so, you can get that prescription or that medication dispensed right there.
So you speak to a doctor right on the screen or a provider?
On a tablet.
You know, the two different types of tests, PCR versus rapid, are some, you know, recommended in different cases opposed to others?
Yeah, that's a good question. The PCR test is a great test to tell you if you've had COVID for probably the past 90 days. The cutoff is a little bit, can vary slightly, a little bit more, a little bit less. But the antigen test, the rapid test, is much more important for new symptoms now and whether or not you have a new infection. Some people are getting reinfected within 90 days. So the antigen test will help determine if new symptoms are a new infection.
So if you're going to get one, should you just get one, or sometimes should you consider getting both of them?
I would recommend getting both. The reason being, the rapid test will tell you right now if you have illness that you should stay home for and not be spreading it. The PCR will be able to confirm it. The rapid test is not perfect. And so if the PCR test comes back positive when the rapid was negative, that's confirmatory that it might have been a false negative.
You know, what's kind of the best advice right now, Diff, as we're having a little bit of a spike in cases? Do you have any things you'd recommend in the community to try to avoid COVID?
COVID is spiking, so is flu. So it's important to know that. And the strategies are very similar. In indoor spaces is the place where it's most likely to be transmitted, and not always from the person next to you. It can be transmitted further than 6 feet. So I would recommend, if you're concerned, to be masking indoors, be outdoors as much as possible. If you have symptoms, stay home, get tested so that you cannot spread it if you have it.
And stay home if you're sick. That's a key thing, you say?
Stay home if you're sick. The isolation, the symptom onset is a lot quicker than it used to be a year or so ago. And the time it takes to get over the disease also seems to be quicker. So the isolation period is still 10 days, but some workforces are letting people get out sooner if they test negative, rapid sooner. The other important mitigation strategy is vaccine.
So if you do take a test and it's positive, what are kind of the next steps that you should do?
So if you take a test and you're positive, you should go home. The onset of your symptoms or the day of positive test is day zero, depending which was soonest. So day zero is the onset or your test, and then 10 days later, which is really your 11th day if you consider day zero, is the day that you can come out of, after 10 days, you can come out of isolation.
You know, if you test positive while you're at home, say you pick up a test at the pharmacy and it's positive, are you supposed to notify public health officials? How does that work?
It would be great if we could have that officially logged, but it is not required. There are likely a lot more cases going on that we don't know about, and that's not just Tuolumne County, that's nationwide.
And we need to take a quick break. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, and we're talking this weekend with Dr. Kimberly Freeman, the new health officer for Tuolumne County, getting us up to speed on a variety of different health-related topics. Programming note, it is fair season. Next week, we're going to be talking with Ron Hamilton. He's a member of the Motherlode Fair Board of Directors, getting us up to speed on everything fair-related when it comes to this year's fair. That's next week on Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment with Dr. Freeman is coming up in just a minute.